lecha v'los v'dome sh'dak v'los v'l. Yosuch yayin v'chometz v'losochu v'es ha-shemen v'chein v'truma v'mais ha-sheni. So we have to discuss a very important question today. Very important question. Although the Mishnah is a little bit misleading almost. It says, l'achilo sh'tiyah l'sikha, lecho dome sh'dak v'lecho, losuch dome sh'dak v'los. What's missing in the Mishnah? If I was up to me, I would take a pen and write an extra phrase. What's that? Wah. Lost what it says. What did you say? Lavosachu es Hashemen v'chein v'truma v'mais Hasheni. So we have to discuss a very important question today. Very important question. Although the Mishnah is a little bit misleading almost. It says, l'achilo sh'tiyah l'sikha. Lecho dava shadako lecho, losuch dava shadako losuch. What's missing in the Mishnah? If I was up to me, I would take a pen and write an extra phrase. What's that? Wah. Losuch it says. What did you say? Lishtos dava shadako lishtos. That's what I would do. As a matter of fact, the melecha shlo is medazak. He's my gear in the Mishnah. You should say, lishtos dava shadako lishtos. And it tells Seth, it says, the one I asked you to see in Perek Vav. Presumably that's what our Mishnah means as well, but that's to specify it. Okay. Now, you note in the Mishnah, V'chein v'truma. This leads us to an analogy between Shvius and Truma in this regard. And in Mesech the Truma, it's open to the Mishnah, please, in Perikid Aleph. In Mesech the Truma, let's give a look for a minute. In Perikid Aleph, in Mesech the Truma, let's turn a few pages further. Mishnah Gimel. What it says, Ein osin tzmorim dvash, v'lo tapuchin yayin, v'lo tzonios chometz, u'shar kol ha-peiret, ein l'shanan osin b'briyosim b'truma, u'v'mais ha-sheni, elo zeitzim v'anovim b'lvat. And it says, Ein sofkin es arboim mishum ol, elo zeitzim v'anovim b'lvat. Etc, etc, etc. Ulam tzachan this year? Ulan Perak called Shaw this year, that's called Dalit. Well, we learned about a concept which is called what? What's called the juice that comes out of other fruits? What's the Mark call it? It's a funny expression. Zeya Bialma. Mere sweat. Well, Zeya Bialma, it does not have the halachic status of an official drink. Zeysin Vanovim. So there, the wine and the oil which comes out as we recognize as sanctioned by the Torah. As the official Olympic drink, you know, and the official, World Cup drink, whatever. So the official Torah drinks. Yayin v'shemen, that's it. Everything that's a Zeya b'alma, there's no malchus if you drink it from Paris of Shal Orla. And as a result of that, the impression is conveyed by the Mishnah in Shmetech L'Trumas, you may not take these other fruits and squeeze them into juice as far as Truma is concerned. Can't do it. Up in the Mishnah, not allowed to do it. Now, the Rambam writes that in Perakei Alof HaBeis, in Hilchus Shmita Liyovah, the same restriction which is found in the Perish in the Mishnah with respect to Truma applies to Perish Shmita as well, which of course makes perfect sense because you find this equation. It seems to be quite explicit. Between Perish Shvius on one hand and Perish of Truma on the other hand. So I'm right, we see this as follows. V'lo yishana odam, Perish Eloch HaGimel, V'lo yishana odam Perish v'briyosan k'derav shayna v'shana v'truma ma'asa sheni, the Perish. Ram says it black and white. And the same way you can't change Perish Truma, so you can't change, use the word change. Change means to do in a fashion which is not permissible. You're allowed to change olives into oil, grapes into wine. You're allowed to change wheat into bread, but you can't change fruits into their juice, as you find in Truma. It's exactly the same thing. Why should that be? So the answer is, as it says, la'ochla v'lo lehepsit, which we learned a few times, and since the fruit juice, this is called Zeya V'alma, so the Chazon Ish writes, that's the ultimate hefsid. You took something which had Kedusha's pay with Shvius, with all that it entails, and you made out of it Zeh B'Alma. It's like taking the apple and the orange and throwing it into the garbage. Because it used to be a pay with Shvius, and now it's Zeh B'Alma. Zeh B'Alma is nothing. It's like water. So it's the ultimate, it's akin to the Indian of L'Ochla of L'Ola Hefz, and therefore it may not be done. Oh. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Mincha Shlomo Simon Menvo, that's not the pshat. Different pshat. We learned before in the Sefer Shvius, comes up a number of times, that a person is only allowed to eat the Perish Shvius Kedarka. He's not permitted to eat things such a low Kedarka. For example, right over here in this Mishnah, very clear Mishnah Bey, which is, I guess, right now our Mishnah. No, we were holding exactly. In Mitzvah Shem, next week, the new Maram HaKavos Kanal will be in one place, Perek Test. That's going to be our, we're going to believe that to learn every single mission in the Perek. It hasn't happened yet in any of the other programs. But that's going to be where we'll be more anchored. That's the end of this part of this month. But right now, with Perek Test, Mishnah Bey, so the Rash calls to Yerushalmi, where it says, the Chein Hushim, the second line, Shabikish Lechel Trodin Chayin, Olokot Schitin Chayin, Ein Shomalot. He didn't change the pre at all. The pre is banned to this pristine, pure, natural state. But it's not normal to eat it in a raw state. You usually eat it, cook it, or when it comes to the grain, you usually make it into bread. He wants to have it raw. So what do you want? He didn't change. Not shinui. Not allowed. Also called Ochla v'lo lehefzot. Ochla v'lo achila kedarka. Sedem shlem azam and oivach and chashlom asin and menvav. That's the chesaron. That's the chesaron. With squeezing out fruits for their juice. It's shalom kederach achilasa. That is what's wrong. Not that you have taken something which had kedusha shvius and now you give it, converted it to something which suddenly poof has no kedusha shvius. That's not it. Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is you're eating shalom kederach. My nafkamina. They pushed the nafkamina. What'll be if it's kederach? There's no question that drinking orange juice is certainly a normal way of consuming the orange. Everyone knows that. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, there seems nothing wrong with taking oranges and squeezing them into orange juice. Shemitah fruits. Peiris, Trumim, you can't do it. You have Trumim. No. Unfortunately, we have no Tara nowadays, even not Kohanim can't eat Trumim, but the Heri Yabon HaMikdash. There'll be Trumim. They'll be Kohanim Tahorim, and they'll want to consume that Trumim. So what's going to happen? You'll take an orange and want to squeeze it into the juice. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach will stop. Don't you dare, Mr. Cohen. Don't you dare, Mr. Katz. Oh no. We're not going to allow you to do these things. We're not going to allow it. Because you are taking truma and you are, by squeezing it, making it ice truma. If someone who's not a Cohen had the pre, assuming that parasil is the raisa, Had that free b'chayim misa b'dei shemayim. If you give them the orange juice, it's not misa b'dei shemayim. You're taking truma and you're making it into non-truma. You can't do that. However, if someone, even in shvius this b'doraisa, the Heri Yabon HaMikdash, would come and want to squeeze the orange into orange juice per shvius, so Shlomo Zalman would say, be my guest. Nothing wrong with that. Ah, you're taking away the kedusha shvius. There's nothing wrong with that. Only by Trumas and Shmeras. Trumas, sorry, other reasons. I don't want to go into all the problems of why Trumas Dimin and Shvius. But that's the basic mahalach of the Mincha Shlomo, Dimin Mem Vov. And he brings an up in a raya. His raya is in the Tosefta. The three places in Tosefta. Three places. Let's take a look. Let's first take a look at Shvius. We're learning the Sefer Shvius. Whoever has it, a regular Gemara, look at the back of Tosefta, so there. Perik Vov. Halacha Dalit. As first, by the way, in Halacha Aleph, you see what I quoted to you earlier at the top of the page. First line. Shvius nitzna la'achilu l'shtiyu l'sikhu lechol davar shadakol lechol. And here's the line. V'lishtos davar shadakol lishtos. The line which is missing from our text of the Mishnah. Maybe it's long or not, I don't know. But Halacha Dalit, it says, Chayin shel shviyah shenafel etal chamurai tzorech levar. So that's a beer, we'll get to that a little bit later. then it's nosen of the veil of the grokus to a tavshel gederach shenosen is a tavlin. Velo yischetem lahotzi mehem mashkin. Uvitavlin mutter b'pnei shehim alachton. Explain the Mishlam Adam and the tavlin mutter to me. You let us squeeze out the liquid from the tavlin, as the Minchas Bikurim explained. Mutter l'sochton l'iten tam b'tavshel. The cane derech lischor a tavlin lahotzi tam on the kdeirah. So often the Michas Bikurim is supporting of Shlomo Zalman's opinion. You're permitted to squeeze out the tablet because it's dark of a car. So Aaron is also dark of a car. But wait, there's an Inami. Wait. The Michas Bikurim has an Inami. Look inside the Inami. Inami, Shemutta, Litain, the Tavshil. You can put the tablet into the Tavshil. In those days, what was tablet? You know what tablet was? You learned it from Daniel Gatzil Shabbos. With Talmud is one of the things which is one of the cliche, but they used to use, when they used to use a root of a spice, and then like we have today, it's all ground up, and it comes out of your shake, it comes out of your little dispenser. They took the whole big thing and they threw it in, and it led, a lot of its flavor came out, whether it be an onion they threw it in, or whether it be, whatever, it's garlic, they threw these things in for the purpose of Talmud, and they didn't want to eat that, so when they finished cooking, they took it and they threw it out. That's what it says over here. Put the lid in the top shell, the hash of the hakah. The end can have to pay with shvius. Are you throwing it out? No. The cane darka. Kill the kach no tarta. That's what this is made for. It's not made to be eaten. It was made to be put into a pot of soup to give taste, or a pot of meat, and to be taken out and thrown out. And if it's not considered have to pay with shvius. Wait a minute. If that's the case, if the second shot of the Michas Bikurim is correct, then we have no rye at all from this Tosefta to the Yisod of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Because Raya is no Raya. He's trying to bring a Raya from here, you got to squeeze things out of his Derech Bekah. That only is true according to the first part of the Michas Bikurim. But according to the second interpretation, there's absolutely no Raya. Alright? Well, let's take a look. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in his classical style, he says, and it's Tosefta Halacha, even though it's a Pele Godel, that the Rambam left it out. But he's not a Shuttle, but he left it out. I don't know. I don't think he left it out at all. The Rambam and Perek Hay in Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel, Halacha Chof Beis, writes as follows. Hatzorer tavlin shel shviyas v'nos v'tok ha-tavshel im botel tamon areyem mutar l'chol davar v'nisha v'em tam adayin em b'kdusha shviyas. Where did this come from, this Rambam? Where did he get it from? So look at the Kesef Mishnah. Tosefta the Shvius Perek Vav. The Rambam learned the second shot of the Michas Bikurim. The Rambam didn't leave out the Tosefta. No, he did quote it. But not the way Shlomo Zalman wanted him to quote it. He quoted it the other way. So say, right, the Tosefta the Halacha, even though it's a Pele Gadol, the Rambam left it out. Rambam did not leave it out. The Rambam quoted it. He quoted it the other way. Of course, it leaves no Raya at all to Shlomo Zalman himself. Now, the Tosefta, I told you, look, it's found in other places as well. It's found in Trumas. It's found, where is it in Trumas? I say, Trumas where? From the Mamma Kamashi. Where is it in Trumas? Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Let's take a look there. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. I can't see it. Okay. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. It says the same story. It says, no, so the veil of the growers, so Chaburai, the Derech, Shinosan, as a tablin, but Yitzchate, mostly men mashkin, the tablin, mutter, we don't know what the question of mutter means, Meshe Melachta. Zor, as a tablin, and also, so Chatapshal, and Botel Taman, here it is, Mutarim, the Lava Surin. This expression of Botel Taman, of not Botel Taman, which is what we find here in the Tosefta, in the Sechta, Trumas, in the Sechta Trumas, it's found also in the Mesechta Shvius. And here, the Michas Bikurim on the Tosefta in Trumas Perikpes says as follows. The Tavlin Mutter, Lita Latoch HaTavshul, LaHashlech HaTavl, the Daka Bekach, HaMachl, HaKach, Nasis. He doesn't give the other Pshat. He only gives one Pshat. The Pshat which is not like a Mishlam Vizalman, which of course, if you're wondering, I mean, if you want to be sophisticated, you could argue, Why the Michas Bikur? If you have two pshatim in Shvi, it's only one pshat in Trumas. Because he said, maybe like a pshat is down. I mean, I don't know if you put all this to the mind of the Michas Bikur. You could say that in Shvi, he's willing to interpret a pshat because that is squeezing. How can that be? Because the Shlom is out of distinction, because you're allowed to, there's no easier of squeezing into the Zaka Bakar. When it came to Trumas, can't do it. So you only have the other shot. Again, I don't want to put too, it's hard to do, to put too much into a forest. You didn't say anything about these things, but Halo Dover, there's only two shots, here's two shots, there's only one shot. There's a third place with it. So that's Maisa Shani what? Tarek what? Tarek Bays, Halacha what? Dollar. Take a look. That's the end page of base. Here's what it says. The whole thing is important. The whole thing is important. Ain shorin tmorim lahotzim and sheikha tmorim v'lo tzimukim lahotzim and me tzimukim. Avol shokhan v'olsen osan trima. This is a very important thing. V'tavlet mutter v'pnei shemalachton. Soros at Tavlin and also the Tocha Tavshu in Bottle Taman Utarm and Lavsh Asurin. Tavlin and Michas Bikurim over here. It is as follows. Tavlin, he doesn't say too much. He doesn't mention the idea of Schidus Tavlin at all. Doesn't mention it. And the question is, why not? Why doesn't he mention it over here? So the truth of the matter is, what does the Reisha mean? You know what the Sefer is? There seem to be two different dinim over here in the Tosefta and Masa Sheni. The second part talks about Bottle Tavlin, etc. So what's the first part about? What about Tavlin, the Tavlin Mutter? What does the Tavlin Mutter mean? The words mean. So the Tavlin Mutter is mentioned as a separate case over here. The Tavlin Mutter mentioned Malachan, the Kak, etc. This is somewhat different than the other Tosefta that we saw. Tosefta and Masechta Shviyas, with which we began, Tavlin the Muslim Mishnah Malachdan. Then it says, Tzoras HaTavlin V'Nosim Tov HaTavshu V'Imbotel Tavlin V'Torim V'Lav HaSurit. So the question becomes, what does it mean of a Tavlin Mutter? So the simple pshat is, it goes on Tzitza. That's how the Michas Bikurim first pshat was. That's a simple reading of the Tosefta Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, the Softa. What's Inami? Shemut lit on the top shall hashtag. That's the safe already. What do you mean Inami? The Kasha, the Inami of the Michas Bikurim and Shviyas. What do you mean? Uvatavlin Mutter. That's what says Vaita. Sore at that tablet and you put it into the top shall. Why is it repetitive? Problem in the Inami. It's somewhat repetitive, correct? If the Tavlin Mutter means you got to put it into the soup or into the meat and then throw it out, so that's the safer. What do you mean with Tavlin Mutter? That gives greater credence to the pshat which Shlomo Zalman lacks, the first pshat in the Michas Bikurim. And in Trumas, how did it go? The same story. Except it's one, if it's Loyitzchem, it's Gosim and Mashkin, but Tavlin Mutter Meshe Malachta, and then it says Tzoras HaTavlin. Again, it might lead us to that conclusion. Perhaps. What's interesting is that in Maisa Sheni, it doesn't talk about Tzitz. That's what I wanted to point out to you. In Maisa Sheni, it talks about Shriya. Now, you may say, what's the difference? If you squeeze it out, or what does Shori mean? Soak it. You soak it, presumably in water, I guess, especially if you do it in hot water, and the flavor comes out. Is there a distinction in halacha between squeezing and between cooking? That's what I want to know. Ah, yes? No? What do you say? Yeah, how do you know? Very good. Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos, if you saw the Chazon Ish and others, it has a very clear connection and link to Hilchos Shmita, even to Truma. Because, you see, if something is considered the original fruit, then two things should follow. One, it maintains its original bracha, and number two, that it just is not a problem of converting the Shemitah or even maybe even Truma fruit into it. If, on the other hand, it is not the original fruit, then two things should follow. It should lose its bracha, it should become a shahakal, And it should be prohibited to make truma, and maybe, as a question of Shlomo Zalman, meet the produce into it as well. So that's the question. So what do you say? What is its status as far as bracha is concerned? Good question. We have to analyze that. But before we do analyze that, I want to give you a Shlomo Zalman's raya that there's nothing wrong with taking something with his kodesh for kedushas shviyas and knocking out the kedushas shviyas. His raya is very interesting. Sure, there's no din of mishmeres, but we know that already. But after all, there may be a prohibition anyway. So that's why I asked to take a look in another Rambam. Terek Hay, in the Mishmita, it's halacha tes. What is it in the Rambam over there? The Tzviya Ketas, Dvarim Shadarkam, the Tzvavim, Afalpi Shem Acholi Odom, Sovin Bohem, La Odom. So what does that mean? Where does this come from? That's an amazing kula. To take something which is Roy La Odom, and Acholi Odom to make it into a dye. Paint something? Who said so? To the Kesef Mishnah, who said so? Yerushalmi, Reish Perek Kesef Shviyas. That's all. Rama's quoting an Afani Yerushalmi. There's a problem. When you process the fruit or other produce and you extract whatever is going to be used to color, to paint, to dye, presumably, when that item comes out, it is no longer kodesh b'kedushas shviyas. Can you do it? How can the Rambam and the Yerushalmi say it's permissible? You took a davar of kodesh b'kedushas shviyas and you made it ois kodesh b'kedushas shviyas. Said the Shlomo Zalman, you see from this Rambam and the Yerushalmi, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with taking something which is kodesh b'kedushas shviyas, and as long as it's dark of a car, to make it earth kodesh b'kedushas shviyas. That's what he says. Can you squeeze an orange? Exactly the same thing. He asks like this. What would happen if I could use orange juice to paint? Let's say, someone's kids sustain with orange juice. That's not a purposeful paint. But you never know. We can start a new style. We'll paint with orange juice. We'll popularize it. So Shlomo Zalman says then you'd be allowed to take the orange, squeeze it and make juice, and then take a brush and paint whatever you want to paint with this orange juice. And now that it's the normal way to drink it, so you can't do it, squeeze it and drink it? Bitmiya. How's that possible? That's the Mincha Shlomo's raya that is permissible. The Rambam himself equated shviyas with truma? No. But after mean it, the only time the Rambam equated shviyas and truma is when we mopsed it by eating it shalom kederach achiloso. However, if it's going to be kederach achiloso, it's not called hefsid. It's only a problem of being motion mikushoso. By truma it's usher and by shviyas it's kud. Ad kan the mincha shalom. No. Problem is, he had a very weighty opposition they have to contend with the Chazon Ish. He says, no. He takes the equation of Shviyas and Truma literally. In the same way as you're not permitted to take something which is Kodesh, which is Truma, and make it Kodesh, which is Truma, same thing applies to Shviyas. So how do you explain Tzviya? The Chazon Ish discusses it. He asks the Tzoveya, how do you do it? It's an interesting answer. Chazon Ish is as follows. As you know, I eat a fruit. When I finish eating, there's no more kedushas shviyas. I ate it already. Not a problem. Chas v'shalom. La'ochlo. The Torah gave us the payment of kedushas shviyas in order to be eaten. Right? That's not a problem. That's a mitzvah. According to some, it's even a kima mitzvah. Some suggest. So the Chazon Ish writes, Lushen, that when you do tzviya, shom virus afri v'hanoas tzviya. What does that mean? What that means, I think, is one of two things. And I'm not sure what he means. Either he means when you make a dye or a coloring, you don't squeeze the fruit, you cook. cook it. And then when you cook the fruit in, whatever happens to be growing, mean it's real. You cook it in water, and then that substance becomes your paint. Maybe you thicken it a little bit. That's your coloring substance. So therefore, you never took it and made it into a juice, which would be considered an act of issur. No. You cook it, and cooking is permitted, because cooking, it helps with bracha, as we're learning, maintains the bracha. Maya, the silka, kasilka, and it maintains the bracha. The vegetables, you can make a bracha for your adama. For the reason that you're cooking it, that the Russian can accept the brachas. So, as a result of that, we can come to an understanding why there's nothing wrong with using minei tzvi. Or one can understand the Chazon Ish. They did nothing with it. It had this very powerful coloring agent which grows. You just take it, pick it off the ground and start coloring with it. Not juice, not soup, nothing. We don't know how they colored in those days. They didn't have the sophisticated paint chemical processes that we have nowadays. That's another possibility that's how minei tzvia could be used. Not so clear what the Chazon Ish had in mind. Not so clear. Oh, but what about something which is omed l'tzvia? Its entire essence is for the purpose of color. Not like the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. There, Chamta Chazon Ish with the Chiddush. There, you're allowed to squeeze it. There, if you have a fruit or something which grows, and it's grown primarily for painting purposes, you're permitted to squeeze it out. Why? He says, Alashin, that which comes out is the Iker HaPri with respect to Tzvir. With respect to coloring, if it's easy to color with liquid than with solid, the liquid that comes out of the fruit, that's considered the main part of the fruit with respect to coloring. And if the whole fruit is for coloring purposes, so you haven't somehow lowered the Kedusha by getting this squeezing the liquid out of the solid. On the contrary, you're prepping it to be used for its essential and ultimate purpose, which is for color. This is what the Chazon Ish says. Now, then he goes into an interesting discussion which is very relevant to the book of Brachos. Because the Rashi and the Sefer Brachos Lamed Ches. The Rashi, this the contradictory Gemaras. We're going to look at Brachos over here. Two conflicting Gemaras. One Gemara seems to indicate that a vegetable soup, what Brachos do you make? More pri or adama. Another Gemara seems to say that a fruit juice, what do you make? Shach on the Yemazor. How do you reconcile it? So the Rush, the famous Rush says, one cooked and one squeezed. According to the Rush, if you have fruit soup, there's something to serve here in camp, what broth would you make? According to the Rush, no. Barbering. But it's a Rajba. The Rajba in Baruch Aslam Ches seems to say, it all depends what the Derech is. If the Derech arose, sorry? I don't need. If the derech ha'olam is to consume it in a particular fashion, then it maintains its bracha. So writes the Rashba for Feirish. It all depends on Dr. Bakar. If that's the case, and since the Gemara brachas does seem to equate Hilchos brachas with Hilchos Truma and Shviz, what comes with the following Kiddush? Not only in Shviz, even in Trumas, the Chazon Ish says, you can take it. No, again, the Trumas is not as bad by Mosheinu or Rabbi. But that's what he writes. The Meheri Yibana Migdash, and you'd have oranges, and it'll be the Derech Olam to make orange juice, and you're about to squeeze the orange into juice, and if Shlomo Zalman is going to stop, want to stop you, Chazon Ish will come back and say, go, my kids, it's okay, go ahead and do it, it's fine. It's fine, it's against the Mishnah, it's against the Mishnah. And with respect to Hilchas Truma, you left me Kasha, but how can we say that? We don't make a boy parade on what? On oranges. So chastir minei ovei. You're going to take an orange in Shemitah, you're going to squeeze it, and make a shahakal. So manashach, ain't there of zumo shesu de aveira. Either you should make a bar for your eight, if it's good to squeeze it, it's one of the Chazon Ish, or if you make a shahakal, it's also to squeeze it in the first place, according to Mahalach. The answer, I believe, is no. It's because of Ashlishi. There are more, seems to say, in Hilchos Brachos, a different nakuda completely. That we make shahakal on all drinks Whatever you drink is shahakal, automatically, for a different reason. Not because it's a chesaron in the cheft, if I may use that expression. But it's a chesaron in the pu'ula sagavra. That the person is using it as a drink, as a beverage, as something which he drinks from a cup, as opposed to something which he eats, if I use that word, from a bowl, you eat chicken soup. Some people use different expressions for it. But we will say you eat the soup, or you drink the juice. It's not a chesaron, there's no difference in the cheft. It can be the same. Shouldn't ever drink beer. But if someone drinks beer, so what bracha do you make on it? The chorsh of your bar mina mezainis. Why not? It's cooked, made from mezainis. Why not? There's a whole discussion in the poskim about it. But the pshat in the Ramah, the simple pshat is that if it's whatever you drink, it's automatically shahakal. It's not a chistaron. You can pashen, you can make beer from the pei with shvius. You take the wheat or whatever the bar, you cook it up.
shouldn't ever drink beer. But if someone drinks beer, so what bracha do you make on it? The course should be a bar mina mezainis. Why not? It's cooked, made from mezainis. Why not? There's a whole discussion in the poskim about it. But the pshat in the Rambam, the simple pshat is that if it's whatever you drink, it's automatically shahakal. It's not a chistaron. You can possibly make beer from the pei with shvius. You take the wheat or whatever the barley, you cook it up. Mutter, you still make a shahakal. How can that be? Because there's no kind of different din. It's in the meisah shtir. Right? So therefore, it's not a contradiction in the halach. Then comes Chazanish. Yes. The brisker and the brava is a different word completely. The brisker rava is a chumra and the flaw of an aura. He said, if you have orange juice of tevel, you got to throw it out. It can't be mafresh. Mm-hmm. Because it's considered zeya ba'alma. And zeya ba'alma cannot work to be metakein zeya ba'alma. That's a Briskov's chiddush from someone in Menachos, is a Psariah from it. And the Chazon Ish said it's impossible. I mean, he would say it's incorrect for two reasons, according to Ramahalach. One, he'd say it's Hazeah B'Alma. But even if you'd squeeze out some other watermelon, squeeze out watermelon juice, which is not the normal thing that, as far as I understand. So therefore, would be considered Zeah B'Alma, and you're squeezing out, which would maybe illegal, shouldn't do it, right? If it would already be Truma, but you squeeze it out, let's say betivlo, which maybe let's assume that's mutter. I don't want to go into the story about matlishlo hurum, kibisho hurum, and how that has an impact on this issue. We're not learning trumas right now. You squeeze it out, and you have a gallon of watermelon juice, which is zeh ba'am al-choladeus. Still the chazanish would hold its mutter to be mafresh, be neu bay. He had a yesod, it's impossible, but it to be a thing called tevel, you can't be mafresh. Truma from. You can't have a Truma then if it's not called Tevel. That's nothing to do with our discussion right now. Let's go back. So, Chazon Ish comes up with a new kula, which applies to oranges, which might not apply to other fruits. Let's say, for example, apples. If apple juice is a very popular drink, I know if you go to Phil Bob, you always get apple juice. But say, if apple juice become a very popular drink, so then we could argue that everything we said until now should apply to apple juice the same as orange juice. I don't know if it is as popular as orange juice, but let's say it would become popular. But the Chazon Ish is a new svar, which is a svar miyuchedes, which works only by oranges, not by apples. Which is as follows. If you look at an orange, just in your mind's eye, picture an orange. It's much different than an apple. An apple is basically a solid fruit, and you have to squeeze it to get the liquid out of the meat of the pre, if you will, of the apple. But an orange, what is an orange? Just pockets. It's pockets of liquid. That's what he says. It's pockets of liquid, which are the juice is already there. If you have an apple, the apple's really dry. There's no juice right now. If you have an orange, you cut it in half, there's juice all over the place. It's just somehow in a pocket. So he claims that the juice is already there to begin with. When you squeeze it, you're not really changing it, not really transforming it. But according to that svara, even if orange juice would not be so popular, it would not be considered a shir in the first place. That's an interesting svara which the Chazon Ish suggests. The whole thing is mashka, except what he calls the krumin. What's krumin mean? That's the white stuff. It's between the... What do you call that in English? Pulp? Is that really the pulp? Another word for it. No pre-med? We didn't take basic biology. I have a word there is. I'm not sure what word to use for it. You have to, but that white, we call it the white stuff. That's our second reference this year to the white stuff. We have to watch out. So that stuff, says the Chazon Ish, that's an exception. So the question becomes, well, what do you do with that? So we discussed it before. The Rabbi Simon, we came to the conclusion that all that white stuff would ordinarily be eaten if you ate the orange in the normal fashion. And now the white is going to be thrown out after you squeeze the orange. No matter. Because we already learned, if you go back to our Mishnah, we spoke about it a long time ago, there's a concept called Knivas Yerek. Kinivas Yerek reactive. That's how the Yerushalmi begins. The Yerushalmi we quoted today. Remember, we're still in Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Remember that, man. That this, you want to call it pulp, or we call it the white things between the little pockets of the orange, is comparable to the peel of the apple, which you're not mechuyav to eat, you're going to throw it out. You're not mechuyav to eat it. Kedusha shvius, maybe that's kedusha shvius, but you're not mechuyav. There's nothing wrong with not eating it. You throw it into the Pach Shemitah, that's all. Throw it into the Pach Shemitah, it's a big deal. That's how we came out, that should be permissible. Oh. Going back to the first kula of the Rashba, you need a majority should use oranges. What does that mean? To the Chazon Ish, you don't need that a majority of the oranges should be used for orange juice. No. I'm not sure what the facts are, by the way. I don't think there's a majority of oranges for oranges. I don't think so. There's certain kinds of special juice oranges. That's true. He doesn't discuss that prop. I think now there are two kinds of oranges in the world, no? There are eating oranges and there are juice oranges. Am I correct, Matt?
No.
So the juice oranges are probably used primarily for juice. So then your mamish have a role. But even the regular oranges, which are made for eating, and they probably charge some more money for that reason, still even those oranges, there's a significant amount of those oranges that are being used for drinking purposes. As long as the majority of the people use oranges for mashke, for drinking purposes, it's good enough. And he's not even sure. Maybe you don't even need that the majority of the people should occasionally squeeze an orange. As long as they drink orange juice that someone else squeezed. Even that might be good enough to constitute a majority to be matrimed according to the Rashba. And this ties into the next Nakuda. We saw in the Tosefta an expression in Ma'aseh Sheni, Trima. That same expression is found where? Masechta the Brachas. What is Trima? The best word of Trima is applesauce. That's really Trima, it's applesauce. You take fruit and you crush it. You don't squeeze it into the liquid, you crush it into small little pieces of the salad. What's the din? So the Chazon Ish writes, Mi'ikar din, the Bracha is Borei Pri Ha'etz. The Ramah is a minik to make a shahakal. So he goes into all kinds of protim and details. That's first of all, we don't fully understand that minik. Maybe it's a chumra bialma just to play it safe. Nikra did, maybe he passes Borei Pri Ha'etz, and maybe even Ramah would agree it's Borei Pri Ha'etz. You can see any little bit of mamosh, zikha Borei Pri Ha'etz. And therefore, it is certainly permissible to take the Shemitah apple to make them into apple sauce. Oh. Fine. In this Yerushalmi that we just started learning, is a very interesting passage, which I want to discuss with you. It has to do with Yerodeh, of all things. Yerushalmi says, right where we began, Ein mechayv enos alecho lo kniva siyarek lo pas sheipsha lo tavsho sheneskalkel tsuroso. What does that mean? You have soup or chol sheneskalkel tsuroso, so then you're not mechuyav to eat it. What do the words mean? Says the Rash as follows. The skalkel of tsuroso she'over all of laila achas ubitosef to perek vav katoni she'ovra tsuroso ulan kachemi to uba tsuroso. There's an expression in kachem which means lina's laila. Let it stay overnight, becomes posel b'shem nosar. And then certain things, I don't want to go into kachem right now, but it's relevant that the same expression is used over there. Says the Rash, V'yesh mikan raya z'kdeira she'ena bas yoma. We learned this in Tzokim, some of you may have learned this year. But perek elo over that from Dalar and Beis. But you learned it in the second perek, you learned it in the third perek. We'll peg basada v'odazor. The lina slila pogemes afagab deleka mes les. The achoshev le mekulko. V'lo chazi l'achila b'lina slila. What an amazing Rash. When you learn your Yerodeh, if you ever do it, you'll come up with a Bekiyas. There's a Rash Mefurish in the Shvius Neitz Perek, Perish the Beis. I talked about a Raya, the Lina's Light of Amma. I learned Yerodeh, I never heard of this Raya. I want an honest answer. Let me learn Yerodeh. You ever heard, you learn Yerodeh, I don't want to bring you a Raya from a Rash in Shvius Perek Ches. No? Nobody. Okay, I never knew it. It's a Bekiyas. But the truth of the matter is, I thought this Raya is a Pliya Atzuma. I don't understand this Raya at all. The entire discussion, maybe this has been in the Pesachim. You know what a Kedesh Shena Bas Yom is? Everyone knows what I'm talking about? I'm not sure the guy from the yeshiva should know this, no? You got that far? Maybe he didn't get that far. Let's stop that. Let's take a step backwards. I see some blank faces. A kedei with a pot. Bas Yoma is it's with views in the last 24 hours, within a day. That's how we pass on the lock of the corner of Posk. Rabbi Natan says that Bas Yoma means it was used that day. If it went overnight, so it's only 12 hours, or in camp it's only 6 hours, or now maybe on Shabbat it's only 3 hours. If it went to the Omer to Alos HaShachar, it's called Linas Laila, and it's considered to be Pogum. Rabosai, that's by a Kdeira, a pot, and the reason is that the small amount of taste that's in the walls of the pot becomes stale. Overnight, or 24 hours, it becomes Pogum. But if you have actual food, you have food. The food goes sour in overnight or in 24 hours. Maybe some food does, but there's certainly many other foods that don't. Vaharaya, they say, you're going, stop a hick in the road. You want to give him perish trees, nothing wrong with that. And if you owe him money, because he fixed your car, and then you want to pay him with perish trees. That's not allowed. That's the Ochal Shulchan. Everyone else holds the other way around. But Ken, it's only permitted to give him Perish Shvius if you have some kind of connection with him. Well, of course, it has to be a much more significant connection. Finally, the Rambam writes in Aloch Alamid. A question based on the Tosefta. Right over here. Tosefta Perik Dalet. Halacha Dalet, an interesting case. You know what? We'll spell Dava Mincha, Mitzvah Shem, Dalet, and we'll start with that. Remind me, because she on Monday. No, she is not.